Greetings, everyone. You may be seated. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is a special day, a day to rejoice and be glad in a new era in the life of Eastern Mennonite University. Good morning, everyone. I am Susan Schultz Huxman, ninth president of EMU. And on behalf of all of our faculty and staff, I offer a special welcome to all our students. You are the reason we are here. And a special warm welcome to all who are part of the EMU community. We are glad you are here to celebrate this milestone convocation. Today, we launch a centennial. How lucky are we to be here at this moment in time? We are uniquely positioned for such a time as this, to honor our 100-year past, to celebrate our vibrant present, and to usher in a glorious second century. That's an awesome responsibility. Today we honor 100 years of the great cloud of witnesses who have made EMS, EMC, and EMU a vibrant, faith-inspired, and impactful community of learners. Today, we honor the thousands of our alums and supporters who have spent their lives committed in word and deed to serving, leading, and transforming their communities at home and around the world. Today, we gather to reaffirm a belief in the power of Anabaptist-inspired education, first articulated here in the Valley 100 years ago, that education at its best, is an education of the whole person, intellectually, socially, and spiritually, that education at its best rises to advance a noble mission to prepare students to serve and lead in a global context. That education at its best is grounded in the aspirations of Scripture that we do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. And that education at its best recognizes God's word is truth. Now at this time, I want to recognize some special guests. First, we are so fortunate to have former presidents here on the stage, and their superb helpmeets are with us today in the audience. Presidential leadership is very much a partnership. Myron Augsburger is here, and Esther. Joe Lapp and Hannah. Lauren Swartzendruber and Pat. Also with us today is Burl Brubaker and Mark. Burl served as our first provost and as interim president. 50 years of leadership is present here today. And I do want to introduce my husband, Jesse. I don't know where you are. Thank you for being here. This is EMU's first dude. Second, I want to thank all former or current board members who are here, our faculty and staff, retirees, and other community guests who are here today. And that includes our business and professional club leaders. Our larger community of supporters are mission critical to our success. Third, I want to recognize the Centennial Committee. It takes a village to craft a centennial. These folks started many moons ago. So what I would like you to stand, faculty, staff, students, if you have been on the Centennial Committee, and a special thank you to the Centennial Committee Honorary Chair, our Grand Marshal and Super Volunteer, Louise Hostetter. So Centennial Committee, please stand.
We give thanks for all of you gathered here today, precious EMU stakeholders who have given sustenance and vitality to this remarkably distinctive school we all love and first named Eastern Mennonite School 100 years ago today. This morning, we offer up all these joys and blessings to our Lord and Savior. Our cup runneth over with gratitude. Through this service of words and images, song and prayer, we say as God's people and followers of Jesus, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Please join me in prayer. God of love, justice, and mercy, we pause here in this place made holy by all that is on our hearts and minds. Some of us are confident and joyful about the opportunities of another academic year, and others are uncertain about classes, roommates, acceptance, and relationships. And we ask that you grant traveling mercies to faculty and students who anticipate traveling to the Middle East in the next several days for a semester of cross-cultural engagement. Gather us in, calm our fears, and grant us the courage to experience the joy of being alive today with bright hope and dreams for tomorrow. Let this time together transform our days ahead with the spirit of community as we seek knowledge and challenges, collaborate in creativity, and celebrate the diversity of our world. We are thankful for all who have gone before us and have, for the past 100 years, helped build the foundations of academic excellence made holy by years of faithful discipleship. We are grateful for those who have made it possible for us to be here today through prayer, encouragement, and mentoring. May we also embody the values of the servants and leaders who have walked this campus before us and with us. May we never forget them. Call to us now as we study, learn, research, and serve in this community of faith. Awaken our courage to ask difficult questions while gathering knowledge and experiences which will help transform our lives as well as our local and global communities. Gather us in, new students, returning students, graduate students, faculty, staff, and administration, and grant us hearts filled with joy and courage to walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace with the fire of love in our flesh and our bone. May we be filled with gratitude today for the opportunities offered to us and for each other. May we be bound together by our desire to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Will you please stand now and join us in the blue worship book, number 6, here in this place, and remain standing. We will follow with number 46, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Da-dee-dum. Here in this place, the light is streaming. Now is the darkness vanished away. See in this place our fears and our dreamings brought here to you in the light of this day. Gather us in the lost and forsaken. Gather us in the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken. We shall arise at the sound of our name.
I'll turn to page 46. I sing the mighty power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and filled the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at God's command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. God formed the creatures with a word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below that makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, there's not a place where we can flee, but God is present there.
Good morning. I'm Fred Niss, Provost at EMU, and welcome to the new academic year, 2017 and 18, our centennial year. A special welcome to all the new students, faculty, and staff who are joining us for the first time, especially the undergraduate class of 2021. You are joining a community of learning that has been on the move for a full century, and we hope you will quickly find your place in the rhythm of our life together. You are welcome here, and you belong. You in the class of 2021 are also the first undergraduate students who will spend their entire 4 years of college in EMU's second century. You are historically significant, and we look to you to help define what EMU will be during its next 100 years. In this centennial year, we will have many opportunities to reflect on our past history and consider what it means for our second century. I encourage all of you to take advantages of opportunities throughout the year, and especially during homecoming week, to celebrate our past and imagine our future as a Christian university like no other. Of course, while we are thinking about the past and the future, we recognize that we are living in a very tumultuous present. Whether you were gone from campus this summer or were one of the many who are here year-round, you know that the news has been full of evidence that we are living in troubled times. Our struggle to come to grips with some of the dark places in our nation's history was brought very close to home by the disturbing events in Charlottesville a couple weeks ago. Our campus is not a place of refuge from these difficult problems. On the contrary, EMU is a place where each of us brings our own personal history and perspective to bear on the most confounding questions of the day. But as a university, we offer an alternative to the anger and violence that seem to mar so much of our society's public conversation these days. Our goal is to be a place for engaging in important debates, where differences are respected, where conflict is constructive, and where every person is treated with dignity and respect. As we learn these habits and practices, we can then take them into the public arena. In fact, I'm proud to say that EMU alumni, faculty, and staff were present in Charlottesville in just those alternative ways, and I encourage you to read the story about it on the EMU News webpage. While you're there, read as well President Huxman's eloquent statement in response to the Charlottesville events. It provides a clear picture of the kind of learning community we aim to be. I also want to call your attention to an important new document for our second century. In June, our Board of Trustees approved a new statement entitled Life Together, Commitments for a Community of Learning. Life Together is the product of more than 2 years of careful conversation across our campus community and a lot of hard work by the Task Force on Mission and Identity. It articulates the five ideals that shape our life together: love for God and one another, wisdom, equality, sustainability, and accountability. This new document will replace the former one, known fondly to many of you as the CLC. If you are grateful that the CLC has been replaced, please show your gratitude by familiarizing yourself with the new Life Together statement. You will be hearing about it often as it guides our community of learning. Once again, welcome to each one of you. When you're here, you're family. A final announcement: this year we are adding a new tradition to the fall convocation. Immediately following this morning's service, everyone here is invited to a reception, call it a family gathering, in the Hall of Nations in University Commons. Please make your way there right afterwards for refreshment and conversation. Best wishes to all of you for a great year ahead.
Our scripture passage is Micah 6, 1 through 8. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with the people, and the Lord will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what way have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened in Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before God with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? The Lord has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
Faculty, staff, adults, you're all great. I love you all. But this shout out only goes out to the students. Welcome back to another great year at EMU.
I'm Caleb Schrockhurst. This is Adam Harnish. We are your student government co-presidents this year. I'd like to extend a special welcome to all you first years and all you transfers. For 100 years, students have been coming here, but you all are the first ones to arrive at this time in this place, and we're excited to see what you bring to our community.
And also, returning students, we're very excited to have you back. You guys are the veterans, the pros, so we're excited to see the energy that you bring back to campus and all the contributions you'll have to us in this great year.
Before we're swamped by homework, before practices become games, before we don't have the time to think about why we're here, let's take a moment to reflect. What are the words we just sang? not in the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away, but here in this place the new light is shining. Now is the kingdom, now is the day. We are here to embody Jesus' spirit in the world, and that is a task that should not be forgotten, no matter how fun any weekend may be. We have a difficult task, but it is one we can take on with joy, and I'm excited to do that with you all.
And here in this place, to help lead us forward, is our president, Susan Schultz Huxman. Dr. Susan Schultz Huxman has served for more than 25 years. That is more experience than I've been alive, by the way. In a variety of administrative and academic leadership roles, she has served as Eastern Mennonite University's 9th president since January 1st, 2017.
Dr. Huxman was president of Conrad Grebel University, College Waterloo, Canada, from 2011 to 2016. Previously, she was director of the Elliott School of Communication at Wichita State University. She has also served on the boards of the Mennonite Education Agency and Western District Conference, MCUSA.
Dr. Huxman holds both a master's and a PhD in communication studies from the University of Kansas. She's a 1982 graduate of Bethel College with a degree in English. Dr. Huxman went on to specialize in communication. Her dissertation titled, In the World But Not Of It, Mennonite Rhetoric in World War I as an Enactment of Paradox, was inspired by an interim history class that she took at Bethel College. She took a class at Bethel College.
She and her husband, Jesse, have 3 adult children. Help us welcome once again Dr. Susan Schultz Huxman.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Adam and Caleb. I am going to really look forward to working with these guys and all of the students on Student Government Association. As I mentioned in the outset, this is the reason we are here for all of you. Well, for my address, I want to tell you a story, a timeless story, a classic children's tale, a story about planting a seed, eternal optimism, and the steadfast faith of a child. Here is the book. It costs 35 cents in 1966, and I own a copy, and so it tells you, yes, I am old. The book is The Carrot Seed by Ruth Krauss. Even though this is an old book, it was actually first published in 1945. There are only two children's books that have this a long-running history, and The Carrot Seed is one of them. You can still purchase it on Amazon.com, and as one reviewer put it, one of the reasons it is still going strong all these decades later is that in 101 words, it is a powerful story that is profound in its simplicity. So to the story. Once upon a time, isn't that a magical first line? A little boy planted a carrot seed. His mother said, I'm afraid it won't come up. His father said, I'm afraid it won't come up. And his big brother said, it won't come up. Every day, the little boy pulled up the weeds and sprinkled the ground with water. But nothing came up. And nothing came up. And still nothing came up. Everyone kept saying it wouldn't come up. But he still pulled up the weeds around it every day and sprinkled the ground with water. And then, one day, life went dark.
One day he sprinkled again. And he looked again. And lo and behold, a carrot came up, just as the little boy had known it would. The end of that story. The Carrot Seed is a story of unwavering faith and trust and quiet patience and persistence. The Bible also tells us stories of planting seeds as a way to understand the kingdom of God. As we learn in several of the Gospels, including Matthew 13, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which if you take it and sow it in your field or garden, even though it is the smallest of all seeds, when it is grown, it is greater than an herb or plant and becomes a tree with large branches. Our faithful ancestors, some of whom founded Eastern Mennonite School, know a thing or two about mustard seeds, faithfulness to God, and building strong educational institutions that connect church and school. So, in the spirit of the carrot seed story, I want to tell you another story that pays homage to our EMU Seeds of Faithfulness beginnings. But perhaps a word of warning, I have taken some poetic license. It's entitled The EMS Seed. Once upon a time, it was dark. Darkness covered the earth. Once upon a time, a Mennonite bishop and his band of believers planted a seed in Virginia. A seed of deep thought, a seed of bold vision. He planted the seed among his church friends that they really needed a church school in the East. His Virginia overseer said, "I'm afraid that idea will not come up." His agribusiness friend said, "I'm afraid that idea is too expensive." And his friends out west in Indiana said, "That's a really dumb idea. We already have a church school." Every day, the bishop and his band of believers pulled up the weeds that were growing around the idea and sprinkled the ground with holy water. But nothing came up in the land of Denbigh. And nothing came up in the land of Alexandria. Everyone kept saying it wouldn't come up. But the bishop and his now growing band of believers still pulled up the weeds around it every day and sprinkled the ground with holy water. And then, one day, in the midst of a world thunderstorm, a school came up in the land of Harrisonburg, just as the bishop and his band of believers had known that it would. The end. Praise be to God. What a success story. In the fall of 2017, just as America was entering the Great War, indeed a world thunderstorm, a special groundbreaking was happening right here in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. After nearly a decade of debate, pastors and farmers and business folk in the Mennonite Church finally opened up EMS, Eastern Mennonite School, right here in Harrisonburg after the sites earlier in Denbigh and Alexandria fizzled. And guess what? For the first day of class, 4 women and 3 men signed up. And by the end of the school year, they had attracted 2 dozen other students. 5 faculty taught in that first year, including the president, and there were 3 subjects, Bible, literature, and agriculture. By year's end, music was added, but only choir, no instruments allowed, and no sports, competitive sports. Here we are, 100 years later. Today, we have 1,800 students that includes a robust and renowned mix of both undergraduate and graduate programs, a main campus right here in Harrisonburg, and 2 additional instructional sites in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C., both sites taking part in today's convocation through live stream video. Today, we have 148 superb faculty. We have 40 majors. We have 17 varsity sports for men and women operating in a very competitive NCAA Division III Old Dominion Athletic Conference. And today we have all manner of musical instruments. What an amazing and groundbreaking trajectory we have been on. So in this, our centennial year, I hope we can continue to plant seeds of faithfulness, to recultivate the soil of our founding, to be faithful stewards, to assure a bountiful harvest for our second century. Creator God, abundant giver, grant us wisdom, courage, optimism, and plenty of patience, that our seeds of faithfulness for this time and this place will come up. Thank you.
Will you please stand once more and join me in page 487 in the Blue Worship Book. Teach me, O Lord.
Semester and at the beginning of summer, EMU blesses and commissions a group or groups to travel to other places away from this campus to engage in deep learning and listening in our cross-cultural program. Graduate and seminary programs also do the same. Today we do this for the fall 2017 Middle East Group. 20 students, 2 leaders, and their family embark tomorrow for a trip to the Middle East. This group will travel to Israel and Palestine, living with families across lines that divide those families. Remember them as they journey in the land of three faiths that began with Abraham and Sarah, as they walk the Jesus Trail, as they learn halting Arabic and Hebrew, and as they listen to the traumas experienced in that community. These students are ably led by Lisa Shirk, research professor at the Center for Justice and Peacebuilding, and husband Bill Goldberg, who's the director of the Summer Peacebuilding Institute, also of CJP. Both leaders have extensive knowledge of the current issues in the Middle East. Cross-cultural is an integral part of the mission of EMU. These students and you will go on a physical journey, a spiritual journey, an intellectual journey, and an emotional journey. They go representing us. We're going to have a prayer now led by Lana Miller, campus pastor, and we would ask any of the friends and family of these students who would like to lay hands on them or gather around them to come forward as quickly as possible right now. The group will be leaving tomorrow at noon from in front of the University Commons, and we invite all of you to come out and see them off on this epic journey.
You're invited to come on stage as well and surround them. Let's pray together. God, we acknowledge that you have been present with us this morning and that you're present with us each day, wherever we go. This morning, we especially ask your protection and blessing on each of the students and leaders who will be traveling to the Middle East. We also pray for those who will host them along the way. We're grateful for the desire and willingness of each of these students and leaders to step into unknown places, to grow, to learn, and be challenged through this cross-cultural experience. God, we ask that you open their eyes to the extraordinary world that you've created, that they would have hearts and minds of curiosity, openness to seeing you in unlikely places, and that they would care for one another along the way. May you be evident to them in moments of loneliness, in moments of fear or anxiety, and also in times of joy and discovery as they learn more about who you are, about others, themselves, and this wonderful world that you've created. We pray for the safety and health of each one, not only for them, but the people they'll meet, and also those who they leave behind. May the people that host these group members have the energy and wisdom to know best how to introduce them to the context in which they live. We pray for the group leaders, Lisa and Bill. Give them wisdom for the journey and the ability to sense your presence along the way. Thank you for the opportunity that each of us have as travelers and learners, able to risk stepping out of what's comfortable and into a world where we become more vulnerable and dependent on your love and dependent on the community that we form and experience with others. In your mercy, we pray. Amen.